I killed all my dogs when I was 13. I strung them up, I wore them. Oh, did you see that thing?
You drown them in the bathtub. You see that teenage kid? Yeah.
That teenage kid with the cops go to the teenage thing and they're like, "Hey, we found something in your house." He's like, the cops are like, "Do you know what it was?" He's like, "It was a human head and hands."
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges. I don't know nothing.
They're looking
about
good. I don't
nothing.
Care. It doesn't matter. Is this thing on? Or is it?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We are way late today. I mean, this is probably the latest, perhaps, we've ever started.
Mm-hmm.
It's because due to our innovation and technological advancement, we have purchased new cameras, which, of course, took forever to set up.
Oh, yeah. So
formatting,
long.
Backing up, wiping.
Programming.
Yeah. And
testing.
In addition to the beautiful video that we're hoping will work, we don't know. We'll see in the edit. There's also an audio improvement. In which, if you've noticed, we sound fuller. We have
so
perhaps
good.
Lifted.
I got you.
Into a cloud. Into some clouds. Clouds I like, some clouds I despise.
Oh, cumulus? Stratus?
Hey, is this the beginning of a month? It smells like it might be the beginning of a month.
Oh.
This is another episode of One of the Saratoga. Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. You follow me at BrianSturges.com, at Brian Sturges on YouTube, whatnot. You can follow my handsome, thin, talented gentleman, Cliff Beach, at Cliff Beach Music. He's available to tickle your ivories. And occasionally in Ebony, we have Timothy Hall from Timothy Hall Music. You might know him best from Occasional Horns. But when they're there, they're solid. Yeah. Is that the music you want to call it?
No, I was saying he was deleting the horns.
Well, yeah, who's going to call the music?
Music!
Boom.
It has been decided. I really hope that this is working, because
me
if
too.
Not, then we're just a bunch of assholes sitting around talking, record. No one.
Well, you got that.
No one listens.
Almost got, no difference, though, really.
But the audio is good. There's a whole new studio setup,
it
although the curtains aren't.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Daddy spent a little bit of money.
I've got a little bit of flange, something a little cool.
I am going through both a flanger and a chorus.
Yeah, there's nice.
It's going to be great.
I'm going through an entire line six system.
Yep. He's got the pot out.
Well, here, I hope. So here we are. I mean, it's really at this point, Daddy I'm pot. So tight.
So tense.
You heard it.
I heard it. God, come on, you know I'm slow. Can I please just focus? You know you can't distract me. I'm a simple man.
No, we ruin all orgasms here.
What was it? What were we doing? We got good video. We'll see if we have videos. We'll see if we have sound.
Oh, you're tense. You're.
Oh, you're so tense.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see it in the shoulders.
I'm tense.
Ding.
I don't know.
Man, it's got
whatever.
Permanent shoulder pads from the anti-lock collection.
Shoulders. Yeah, you know. I heard that. Are they going on like a business too?
Oh.
Are they? That may not be accurate.
I mean, Kate Spade is still around even though she died.
Wow, that's
so nice. Ironic. I mean, to hang yourself with your own scarf. It was fashionable.
God. This is terrible.
It was 100% chiffon.
April Fool's.
Oh, she's Kate Spade is alive and well.
Yeah. I'm a Spade.
Oh gosh.
Timothy Hall, right how are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I've been...
Distraction. Yeah, yeah. Distraction.
Did he tell you about stringing a new bow?
Oh, yeah, you were over.
Like 40, a gentleman?
41 pounds. It is massive.
Oh,
vigilante.
Yeah. Well, tell the exciting news to possibly a camera that is possibly in focus.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up with it? So I'm shooting this weekend, or actually this week, and on my... They have four people per target. And on my target is, well, the USA's number one archer that I have to.
Ooh.
So it'll be slightly intimidating, maybe.
Didn't you win one of the competitions, like number one?
No.
Oh,
so wait. Yes, I only at Vegas I did win a competition. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to win anywhere, it's got to be Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah. So you're up against like a story, like the Fisher
David
King.
And
what
Goliath.
Was it? The bowling one the, with
yes.
Bill Murray.
Oh,
Kingpin.
Yes, yeah, Kingpin.
Oh, yeah. Who did you kill?
Yeah. Well, that's great. So, do you need anybody to perhaps not me? Not
oh,
Cliff.
Are we talking a?
We don't even say it. But you don't even say it. You
same
don't want it out
mine,
there.
A TH. TH
Tommy Hilfiger. That's right. Yeah, we're going to give free Tommy Hilfiger away.
Now, listen. That's how you pronounce it. I always called it.
Oh, Jesus.
Bleepity blops. Oh, but do you remember? Do you remember in the 90s? Do you remember in the 90s? Do you remember in the 90s where there was like a huge like high school epidemic with Tommy Hilfiger? Like where people would like rob you of your jacket.
Really?
Yeah, it was a huge deal where I was from. Yeah, like if you had a Tommy Hilfiger jacket, like you were a target.
Oh my God.
Speaking of targets.
Because they wanted it or because
you... Yeah.
That's the tie-in?
They would jack
speaking
you.
Speaking of targets.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what we're doing here.
And heel figures.
Oh, my God. So the point is, you're going up against, like a movie, you're going up against the number one archer in the United States.
Robin Hood.
Sort of, yeah.
Right?
I mean, that is, I guess you could phrase it that way.
So you should make this should be a thing. Like, so if you win... But basically, whatever it is, if you win, you edit it one way. You lose, you just lower the third. You know what I mean?
He's going to win.
Hey, that's a why.
Not with
why?
That attitude.
That creates a minor chord.
Why? What makes him so much better than you?
Well,
his looks? Like, his
looks,
intelligence?
Yeah, looks.
Probably,
tell me when to stop.
He's got more
his
kids
homes,
than I do.
The cash.
Oh, so
cash,
much penis. Yeah. So much penis.
Three Olympics.
He has
three Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, three
are
Olympics?
You
serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you've done how many Olympics?
Zero.
Oh, God.
No, but there was something special about the one you did.
Yes, yeah.
It was Special Olympics? Oh, yeah. God.
Thank you for...
Yeah, I got it.
Putting it together for no one. Oh, I went to breakfast with Rafiq.
Oh.
And I mentioned that...
Steak and eggs?
That you get paid for this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he laughed at me and said, why? You have 8 views. No one watches it. And it hurt. And I realized that's the truth. Because you want to know why? This will be my thing. We'll get to yours. I have never promoted this. I don't tell people. I don't post it on my Instagram or my whatever. I just put it out. It's a project for me that I have done to no one, and I enjoy that no one watches it. Now, you know what I mean. Obviously, you'd like to grow. Hold it back.
I love that.
Hold it back. Hold it back. Hold it back.
Hold it back. I can't grow.
Please, hold it back. What am I talking about?
Him going number one.
Well, no, that is not it.
No, so, we moved on.
So oh, we did?
My friend Rubio, his dream was to have
a
podcast that he didn't tell anyone about.
Oh, yeah. So I've told no one. But so I have decided you're going to love this.
Yes.
Oh. Sponsored by Kate Spade. Go to UNT, Kate Spade, UNT, 5-7-UT.
I'm hanging UNT on. That's a cliffhanger.
Wow, this one's really rough. It's like I'm too much. Like, there's actually too much.
Oh, you're too in your head.
Because this is, there's a lot of, it's coming right back at you.
Yeah.
This time you sound like you're being recorded.
If I may.
Yeah, that's good.
The point of this very long story is that I'm going to start putting them out on my personal things because I don't care anymore.
Oh.
But I've set them all up.
Yeah.
So that they're all just going to go out.
Oh, buffered?
And we need to, we don't want to mention, you can bleep that. They're not a sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably don't want to be associated with.
Buffer?
Buffer ahead.
Now I got to bleep buffer twice.
Buffer.
Buffer.
That is, it's a social app. I don't care.
Oh, I thought you meant buffering like the app.
No, buffer. Like I know. I know you can't help it. I know that medically it's a problem. But the point is I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to put them out. I'm going to put out the videos that you do. I don't know how we're going to do it. I think we're going to use Buffer. But I'm going to set them all up.
Yes.
Here's I don't want to tell you a trick, but if you, they'll give you three. So if you do like three for this project, three for that project, three, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's how you
get
it.
I mean, one could pay $6 a month. But why?
Why would you do it?
But that's
true. I'm going to start putting it out. So just so you know, we got to start doing it.
Yeah, get our name out there.
Because if I really just don't, like, if no one even knows to why, if it's just the randomness of it, I'm at least going to put it out to the people where I don't care anymore. I mean, the old man, he's gone. So at this point, I could just put it out.
Oh, so now you're free.
He played one.
Well, a little bit in terms of, you know, knick-knack.
There we go.
Sorry. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to start. So let's start putting it out because at this point, why does it matter? It really, I mean,
I don't have
FU money. But I have FU money adjacent, where it's like, I'm never going to work at, like, I'll never be the vice president of a company in which what I say matters.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
So.
Well, your own company.
Well, so I'm going to get fired from doing what I do? And again,
you'd have to fire
see,
yourself.
The other thing is people don't even, they don't know that. They don't know anything that I do.
That's the way you
see,
like it.
The brand of being a failure has the negative, like,
of them
actually thinking.
I can smell the failure.
It reeks. Is that Michael Jordan cologne?
Oh, God.
All right. So Jordan anyway, asked. So I'm going to just start to do it. I guess there is a certain amount of freedom. I just, it's like, I haven't told anyone, not that it matters, but yeah. It's like
homosexual.
I just, I've thought about it a lot.
Mm.
Oh, the homosexuality. Oh, sorry.
Yes,
so
of
it's
course.
All
right. Yeah,
all
yeah.
right. All right. Speaking of homosexuality, no, watch how I tie things in.
Oh. You don't have to take shit from Rafiq, though. He ain't got no views. He don't know shit.
Well, he's CEO of Aerial Optics Media.
What?
That's true.
Please, man.
I'm a CEO, but I don't tell nobody, especially the state of California.
He's got. He's the.
Actually, you have to now. By the way,
he's the Kitty Hawk.
Are you filing your BOI, fellow LLC members?
He's the Kitty Hawk of drones.
Anyway, so let's hear it. We got to get some sort of theme song.
Oh, for the music?
That
music
punches trivia? For Cliff's so that when we punch into his thing that people know that this is the time to focus up because it's the music news of the week with some sort of music that Tim found for free on a hard drive he has. Probably MIDI and shitty. Boop, 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 Cliff Beach.
Well, as you know, April is International Jazz Appreciation Month.
Oh, yeah?
So it's kicking off great. You know, you have people like Herbie Hancock and Esperanza Spalding, everybody coming out of the woodwork to say how amazing jazz is. But it's exciting. I mean, we've had so many jazz wins in the last couple of years. People like Samara Joy, who have won multiple Grammys at like 23. Yeah. And I just found...
Jesus.
I just found recently that people like Jasmia Horn and Samara Joy, they were all
related
previous...
Related to Lena?
Not related to Lena, just the horn.
Ah.
Now, hold on. Now, do me a favor. Can you... Son of a... Can you reach over? There's supposed to be a brown... There's a brown envelope. Listen.
Oh.
Get it? It's underneath, I think, the monitor TV. Da, 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 da. As you know, I am a collector of things, and I love collecting Culver City. This is not a gift for either one of you. This is for me to keep.
Oh.
I have two. So,
welcome. So
in the 30s and 40s, there was the Sebastian's Cotton Club in Culver City, which is located on National. And it's right by where the Honda dealership is now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a giant jazz hall and tent called Sebastian's Cotton Club. Mm-hmm. Right. So there is the East Coast one. And then this is a guy named Sebastian. Right. Owned it. So they had someone called the Culver City Creole Cuties, which were all,
okay.
It writes itself, right?
Yeah, it
and they're in their little outfits.
Oh,
I just got off the electronic bay.
I bet you did.
Ida Mae James, which I believe there was videos about her dancing. She was one of the most famous dancers of the time. So here are two original ads.
Amazing. Earl Father Hines, one of the best pianos.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This place burned down, I believe, in the 40s because it was just all, it was like fabric tents.
Whatever. It was an actual tent.
Yeah. And I have postcards and original things which shows all of the insides.
Ooh.
But there's Ida Mae James ads, and you can see the Creole Cuties there.
They are cute.
They are cute. So a little bit of history.
Not so many of them.
Light-skinned it.
And you can see, actually, that's a picture of Sebastian, of Sebastian's Cotton Club, and with Earl Hines.
Oh, that's Sebastian?
That's Sebastian.
Oh, I thought that was Earl Father Hines. That's Sebastian, the smaller one.
Yeah, yeah. This
with the hat. He looked a little Creole himself.
So, you know, you can tell.
Very cool. So Jazz Month. We're excited about it.
I am Jazz Month. Yeah. Flat Five.
The whole month.
Timothy
Nine.
Hall and I are featured in Jazz Is this month.
11.
Oh, that's true.
13.
Well, whole Jazz album. 13.
Mm-hmm. The whole jazz album.
How many notes were in the album?
So many.
Probably
at least
every one of them, right?
12. All of them.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time.
How Western.
But yeah. So yeah, we just got fresh off of top 10 finalists for Best Jazz Song and also featured in Jazz Is Podcast and Jazz Is Magazine. So big month for jazz.
What were some other articles in that magazine you read this month?
They had them. No, there was other things other than me in the magazine. Well, this month's theme was all about Rio Rhythm, so a lot of Rio Rhythms on the sampler disc. Yeah. Clave.
Right?
Oh. I mean, I think that's a clave, right? Go.
That's true. I like it in reverse.
Oh.
The reverse cowbell. You hear it. You got it.
Oh,
my favorite position.
It's spicy.
No, but it's cool.
All I need is a ghost.
I remember when I used to go to NAMM and I would get those magazines and I would read them.
I saw them on clearance at the Guitar Center and I laughed. There's a whole row of Cajons being like,
oh, yeah?
It's over.
I have They're two like, Cajons.
As Dave Matthews has arthritis in a hip, it's like, it's done. You put the hacky sacks away, you put the tailors away, you become a man. You get a Martin and you burn your fingers.
Wait, he has arthritis in his hip?
Well, he's doing That's a weird dance fact. For the last few years.
Oh, he does do like a kind of a sure. an Elaine, right? Doesn't he? Yeah, bust out in the lane.
Yeah, it's a
yeah.
He swinging the guitar like when I hold my child. I was once accused of holding my daughter like a football because I just sat there.
And you were running through like
I was running down.
Did
the
you spike
LA
her too?
I accidentally once spilled. Well, there's a story that my
Super
wife.
Bowl shuffle.
There was a little. There was a sometimes liquid spills.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes there's a child
in the
area. In which the liquid spills. This is not my fault, but I'm curious to see what will happen long term.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to know.
Was it piping hot?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, at least there's that.
It was cold.
Gasoline.
It was probably room temperature. Yeah, it was.
You know, speaking of that.
Right out of the, what do they call those alcohol things where they, what's those long things called in alcohol where they take it out? There's got to be a word.
Pipe cleaner?
Tincture? I don't know.
Taint tire. It's,
yes.
Taint tire, England.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of cold drinks, there's a whole psychological experiment where they go up to people and say, hey, can you hold this? And they hand them a cup. And like 50% of the people had like a hot drink, 50% had a cold drink. And then 20 minutes later, they come and ask them questions. And like all the people who received this cold drink subliminally, like their questions and their answers tend to be negative. So.
And they made them hold that cold or hot drink for 20 minutes?
No, they only hold it for a few seconds.
Oh,
and they don't tell them what it is. But when they came back to ask them questions, for some reason, subliminally holding the cold drink for 5 seconds made them have more negative responses to the questions then.
I killed all my dogs when I was 13. I strung them up, I wore them. Oh, do you see that thing?
You drown them in the
bathtub,
one by
one. You see that teenage kid? That teenage kid with the... So the cops go to the teenage thing and they're like, hey, we found something in your house. He's like, the cops are like, do you know what it was? He's like, it was a human head and hands. Have you seen that video?
I like it. No, I have not.
But that's not what they found?
To try to find it. No, they found it.
Oh,
they found several. His mom found a head in his closet. Talk about. Hola. We're fine.
Housekeeping.
Yes.
There's a head. Head in the. Oh, cabeza in the closet.
I love the person who's just like so focused that they just slide it out of the way and like, I need that church.
Well, that happened in the town that I was from. They found a skull in a building from 1600, and the police chief at the time in the 60s was just like, just put it back.
It belongs there. Like, that's what
I mean, it's
a
skull on a wall. I mean, what, you know, this is like, there wasn't DNA yet, so it's just
not
like
doing a week's worth of paperwork.
Yeah,
for this.
I'm not filling anything out. Just put the bricks back.
Triplicates, put it back.
Yeah, good.
So, how old is this kid? 12? 13? Where's he getting heads?
Sociopath.
Self-proclaimed.
Oh, the yeah.
You're on the scale. Like once you've graduated from animals to people, it's over.
Yeah. Oh,
there's no rehabilitation.
You just can't reach that level of orgasm after a while.
Oh,
and you can switch the dogs. You're like Dalmatian. You can dress it up like a firefighter or a pooter, like a little French guy.
Yeah.
But inevitably, dancer. It just doesn't get you there anymore.
Yeah, he's not practicing Hamlet. Okay. There's some crazy people out there, though. It's like. They don't make up those stories.
We should find it. Wait 3 weeks. Maybe we'll find it.
Yeah, yeah. Give us 3 weeks to find it.
Yeah, because it'll take, yeah. we'll find it.
The thing is, don't you think it's weird? Like, I was out the other day, and I saw someone with a kid, and they were saying, like, oh, there's, like, you can go play at this park or whatever. And I was like, no. He's on the spectrum or whatever. And I turned to someone. I was like, do you notice that there are more people on the spectrum now than when we were kids?
Well, there's a lot of weak Americans that are parents. And they're allowed to breed. And there's nothing the government can do to stop them from breeding.
Oh,
and they grow up
out?
And they name their son, you know, they name their son Tyler or something. And inevitably that man who wants to be something, he'll never be, just gets caught in a TJ Maxx. You see the guy? Yeah. Who was the guy, the naval, he was like a top naval when he was a cross-dresser, whatever, like a trans individual, and he's in the military. And he got, and he would wear like the lipstick, but then the outfit, but with a skirt, but then he got caught stealing luggage from the airport. And he was posting pictures of him on social media, but it turns out because it was Washington, D.C., he stole like someone's private collection. So someone at the airport was like, someone stole my beautiful gowns that I created for this art show. And then he posts him in that. And see if you can also look that up, because you're taking your sweet ass time finding the other video. How long do I have to tell a story before we get to the next one?
Concerns of some stuff they may have found in your room?
Yeah, I believe so.
And what would it be?
A human head and hands.
911, this is John. Is there an emergency?
Hi, there is an emergency. I found something in my son's closet.
Jesus.
Okay, what was it?
I think it's a human head.
It's a what?
I think it's a human head.
On March 1st, 2021, police at Grand Junction, Colorado received chilling 911 call. A mother has just discovered a disturbing secret hidden within her son's closet. Even more terrifying, he's currently just outside the house while she makes this call for help.
Why do you think it's that?
Because it looks like it's on ear.
Have he cleaned it?
Is it bloody or is it like anything like that?
Just, can you just come?
Keep it going.
The dispatcher tries to get as much information
possible
to make sense of this shocking call and give officers an idea of what they might be walking into.
What a rat. Fucking rat.
The mom?
Rat bitch. Well, no disrespect. Don't come and kill me. I mean, actually, she's a nice woman.
Don't send your son after her.
I don't want to be on the list. I'm just saying, I'm looking out for you.
You want to be found out, though, if you leave it like that.
Do you think he's going to be cooperative with us?
So just play the very top again. And there's the restart. That's for you. But just watch how he says the head and hands.
Concerns of some stuff they may have found in your room?
Yeah, I believe so.
And what would it be?
A human head and hands.
Oh,
Jesus. What a reveal.
He had the glasses, too. The serial killer glasses. Yes. You know?
Is there something related to poor eyesight in serial killer?
Oh, yes. No.
You can't.
I hope not.
See,
I once performed with a blind comedian.
Doing wrong?
It's tough to do improv with a blind guy. I'm going to be honest with you.
What's there? Not a lot of.
The space
ending.
Work is irrelevant.
Marco! Right?
The scene work.
Well, he's not dead.
He's walking through couches.
Marco!
He's walking through couches.
You know what I mean? He's like, there's no...
Yeah, yeah. All your miming is for naught.
Big shout out.
I think blind could be funny.
Sure.
No, like Richard Pryor and
C-No.
Don't you dare check your motherfucking phone.
No,
is it vibrating?
Spam, but
I said
it was
motherfucking
like,
because
he kept blaming.
Right on.
Yeah. So anyway, what happened with him at the end? Do you know? Was he arrested?
I think they got away with it. And they stayed friends today.
Yeah.
Ah.
And then they all lived happily ever after.
Yeah. And then the two of them went on and did a couple other movies.
What do you eat after killing someone like that?
Yeah.
You know.
I think one became Wonka and the other one got lit on fire.
Wonka.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Speaking of
could
worries.
You imagine like that mom? That's hard to turn in your own child and realize you've raised a sociopath, a psychopath.
But why did she turn him in? That's not cool.
It's okay.
You have to.
Father would not do.
No,
that.
No, you
that's
have.
That's a no offense. I'm not trying to make a sexist, but that's a mother. A mother would do that.
No, you have to.
But a father would be like,
what would the dad do?
No, anybody like, would do it.
Not in the house, you know?
You got to keep this out of the house. I don't know.
Bad boy. Bad boy.
I'll hit him with the hands.
With his, yeah.
Well, with a newspaper.
Hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, here's the thing about L.A. The ones that will kill you are those guys. It's not the guy who's popping off at a streetlight. He'll be tired in 60 seconds and then a McDonald's soon.
Oh, it's
but
the,
it's just the guy who's just like, I'm going to kill you Friday at 3. And you don't know
the calm
like,
ones.
Well, the one is like really, but he's like, I got a lot, you know, he's managing his day.
Well, the thing is, he probably killed like a homeless person, someone that nobody would miss.
So it's okay.
Would you have?
No, I'm just saying
house?
That's why it doesn't catch up to you
again,
until you get found out. No, I'm saying when you kill people who people expect to disappear, they don't look for them. That's why you use them as victims.
Would you have gone to Dahmer's house?
To dance?
Well.
You saw that.
Yeah, I did. Like, but what was the casting of that? They're like, all right, you're gonna have to dance now. Well, they don't look up in the audition. They're like, all right, dance. They've already decided. Man, I tell you, when I auditioned, obviously I'm not auditioning anything of any value, but I was so nervous when I started. And then now when you don't care,
it takes a lot of pressure off.
Especially now that I feel like I've qualified. I mean, I'm not, you know what I mean? To submit.
Yeah.
Where before I felt that fraud thing, where now it's like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the views, Rafiq.
He's got it.
I bought him a meal his birthday too. Everybody gets a meal. Everybody. I'm Walker.
Oh, my God. We got a golden ticket.
This guy's over the cuckoo's nest. He's in the net hats.
No, that's Danny DeVito. Let's play a game. Let's go from Danny DeVito to Kevin Bacon. I will go first, Danny DeVito to Michael Keaton in Batman.
Okay, I'm thinking Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
He's in Beetlejuice with. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Why can't I think
Alec
of his
Baldwin?
Name? Alec Baldwin. Yeah. Okay, go.
Woo!
That was.
But we got to give
that was the Jeffrey, the guy. You know, that guy was a pervert. That's why he's not in Beetlejuice 2. The one guy,
he's a sexual offender,
was also in Ferris Bueller's
He
Principal.
Died, I thought.
The redhead?
He's a convicted sex
offender.
Oh, that
guy? Yeah, I remember. Yeah. So Howard the Duck.
He was in Howard the Duck.
The guy from Howard the Duck.
Yeah, he's no longer, yeah.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. There's a Beetlejuice too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Wednesday Bowen? Girl. Yeah,
oh, long, Christina Ricci?
No, not Christina Ricci. What's her name?
Beetlejuice girl. I mean, not Beetlejuice.
Wednesday girl.
She was in Wednesday.
No,
like the baby, the young girl.
Yeah, the new young girl.
Yes, yes.
The baby.
So Winona Ryder's not in it.
I think is in it.
Gina Davis with the big teeth, the gum ratio.
Come on the show, Gina.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you. Actually,
she qualified. I think we probably
already Oscar about winner, this. Right?
To where is for it? The Olympics.
Oh, that's right.
For
yeah, archery. Yeah,
archery.
Yeah, we did talk about
and
it.
And she went to the college I went to briefly.
Which of the colleges you went to?
I only went to two colleges.
Oh, I see. But you got 3 degrees.
So where were we?
You in a 1970s girl.
Okay,
group.
Yeah, so Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin to Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Oh, I like this. At least it's not just me.
I mean,
I should be thinking ahead. Right?
I mean,
someone's the St. Bernard. Alec Baldwin. Pauses are huge.
I mean, Alec Baldwin was in Glengarry Glen Ross, and that had everybody. But I'm trying to think.
Great, so pick one.
I'm trying to think who was in there that's connected
brevity.
To Kevin Bacon.
Comedy is.
I don't know Kevin Bacon's movies.
Just pick one. Just pick any of the men.
Okay, hold on. Wait, who was it? Alec Baldwin?
Yep.
Alec Baldwin to
you old
Kevin Spacey.
To Kevin Spacey, allegedly.
Yep.
Kevin Spacey, can you use the same movie? Kevin Spacey was in Mystic River with Sean Penn.
That's true. Mm. And Sean Penn.
Sean Penn to Kevin Bacon.
Was married to Madonna.
God, they have had to have crossed paths. Sean Penn.
We're getting so far away from
Yeah, we are.
We're getting further away. No, this is what people want. People are clamoring. Maybe I should start posting this one.
Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins at Culver City, like Actors Gang guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you got in Tim what Robbins. Movie?
Oh, I guess. It was also Mystic River, right?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can if the actors are different.
Okay.
Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, now we're so far away. How do you Morgan get the
Freeman
tremors?
To Kevin. Morgan Freeman was in
Alexa
Bruce Cumber. Almighty with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, so Jim Carrey.
You back.
So,
Jim Carrey so to Kevin
close.
Bacon.
It was so close. Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey to Kevin Bacon. Jim Carrey.
How does Jim Carrey get there? What's the straightest line? Cameron Diaz from The Mask.
Oh, this is really getting away from us. Even from Cameron Diaz to Kevin Bacon.
Can we do
oh,
it?
Oh, God. Cameron
this
Diaz.
Is so much better than TikToks.
Yeah, we don't have any TikToks. Well, we might, but I'm not looking.
Oh, my God, Cameron Diaz.
They're not uploaded. And I probably deleted them.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz to Kevin Bacon. You can do it. I think he's A's nodding off. He's
Charlie's Angels.
Asleep.
Get probably
to
has
it.
A good connection.
Get to it. The coke is wearing off.
Well, Charlie's Angels.
Off.
Charlie's Angels with Cameron Diaz had Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
We're getting close. We're getting so close to Animal House.
Bill Murray was with Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters.
Dan Aykroyd, Blues Brothers, Jim Belushi, do it.
Jim Belushi, Kevin Bacon.
Animal House.
Ah, this is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am there, Brian Sturgis. You know what? Did you stick to the end? Did you like? Did you subscribe? Was it worth it? Was the amount of money I've spent for this episode and the new cameras, the catwalk? Are you going to use it? Are you going to use the catwalk? Are you going to use it, Cliff?
Catwalk? We'll use the catwalk.
On the catwalk. I was shaking my tush on the catwalk.
See you next week.